What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It's game day. Hour number one of two of this G-Back Nation here on 105.3. The Fan pregame's coming up at 4 o'clock with Broadus and Chia. Follow this rock, General, at your service. Happy game day, everybody. Thanks for making us part of your day. There is Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Fixing to go two flawless. Wolf, Chuck, and Chia follower here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and along with you, we are the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and as we do most football Fridays, but every show before the game, we start with some prediction. The Cowboys had chances to play Philadelphia closer last year. Cooper Rush was horrible. I talked about that with you last night in our short show. I think 8.5 is huge. I love the points, boys. I do love the points. Before we get to your thoughts, let me tell you, 75% chance of rain tonight in the second and third quarters, 50% in the first and fourth quarters. I'm getting conflicting reports on how strong the rain is going to be. Is this going to be heavy rain? Is it going to be a light rain? Not quite sure, but definitely going to be a wet game. Okay, so consider that. I imagine that'll bring the points down, maybe the running plays up. I just think it's hard to pick Cowboys right now, as much as I want to be so pleasantly surprised with what Eberflus can do with linebackers and with what Shoddy and Adams have planned offensively. I'm going to go Eagles here, and let me take it 24-20. Boys, how about that?
24-20.
Hey, that smells like a moral victory to me, boys and girls.
24-20, we
get
would
you
take
in the
that. Yeah,
get
I,
you in the
I agree, man. I think Cowboys to cover all day here. I'm just kind of channeling 2021, that season opener, and the offense comes out hot like they did against Tampa Bay. Dax looking good. CD's looking good. Heck, I like the George Pickens touchdown odds, too. First game as a Cowboy, I could see George Pickens getting in the end zone and making something happen. I think that's the key to victory. You got to find a way to pick on a new half of this Eagles secondary. How good are they going to be on the back end? I know Vic Fangio, a.k.a. Dick, he does have the Cowboys number a little bit. I think he's won four straight games against the Cowboys. He's been Dak Prescott's kryptonite. Him and Fred Warner, those are the kryptonites. But I do like the Cowboys to show something on offense, running the football. I like the Kevontae Turpin rushing yards over as well. I think I got him at more than 9.5 yards on Prize Picks.
Wow.
And we saw Kevontae Turpin lining up in the backfield a lot. I think him and CeeDee Lamb have at least one big carry. I'm going 31-27 Eagles. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think the Cowboys are going to be very competitive. I just do think the Eagles are the better team right now. And there's so many question marks with that Cowboys secondary. How much does Diggs play? Does Kyrie Elam actually carry over a good offseason into the game? And then to the Eagles, are they able to pick apart guys like, you know, Reddy Stewart and some of the other new additions that they've had? So I like the Cowboys to be competitive. I think offense is going to be fun and give us some optimism, but I don't have the quite homer balls right now to take Cowboys to win it.
Definitely not as homer or as toxic as the 469 who just came in saying, sounds like perfect conditions for Barkley to blow his knee out.
Wow.
Definitely wouldn't want to root for that.
Wow. Never root
He's
for
more
injury.
Of an ankle injury guy anyways.
Never root for injury like that.
Now, Brian.
Key players.
No, that's doing it wrong.
That's doing it way wrong.
You picked the Cowboys yesterday. Are you still there 24 hours later?
Yeah, I went on DallasCowboys.com, and I just kind of have a feeling that Dallas will be able to block the front. I think Vic Fangio will be cavalier enough to rush four. Yeah, this is a team that did not last year, even with the guys they had, didn't have a lot of sacks, but they're really good in the secondary. Cowboys have got some guys that are able to make plays against these contested catches. Tight window throws is your quarterback. He's got that kind of ability. I think that Diggs does make a difference in this game tonight and some coverage stuff. Give me Dallas 27, Philadelphia 24.
Wow, beating the Super Bowl champs in their own house.
The Diggs friends in the game.
Yeah.
That's huge. I dropped my score down a little bit based on the weather conditions. I was going to go like 30-24. I'm looking at like a 27-20 game now with the Eagles winning but the Cowboys covering. And similar to the way you guys view it in terms of I am optimistic about this Cowboys offense, catching Vic Fangio off guard a little bit. Plenty of weaponry and plenty of guys to pick on in that secondary. I think you're going to have some pretty dang good opportunities. So hopefully they can contain Barkley, because that can get away from you in a big way, especially if it's going to be a rainy game and they just want to just tote the rock. And all they did was run the ball last year. Nobody ran it more than the Eagles. So they're willing to just turn around and give him the football and let him go. So I'm excited to see what this this run defense looks like. But give me 27-20 Eagles.
Yeah, watching the games from last year, I'm not a big Jalen Hurts believer at all. And that all 22 just made it so crystal clear to me that if you can put him under a little bit of pressure, the eyes come down, he's going to run. Like, going to the second and third progressions just does not happen enough with Jalen Hurts. I think you can frustrate him. Can you prevent him from getting loose for those 15-yard runs, a 20-yard run that are absolute backbreakers? I don't know if the Cowboys have answers for that. I think the unknown is what is exciting, because the known is tough. I mean, they're the champs. Fangio really represents the perfect Dak defense. He's a master of the too high shell, the discipline, the disguise, the denying big plays, making you earn all of it, and showing light boxes to bait the run. Like, they're going to have four or five guys coming after Dak, and then they want to rally to the football and deny big plays. If you want to take five or six on the ground, okay, we can live with that. But ultimately, we're going to make you get seven first downs. And, you know, based on how that defensive style has done against Dak really for the second half of his career so far, I have a hard time projecting a tremendous amount of Cowboy success. But the way that turns is if this running game is something, if your young athletes and that middle three can move people, you know, and then everything that we believe about the Cowboys could be totally different by the time we take the air tomorrow.
Yeah, they've got Philadelphia's got some quality linebackers. I mean, they've got a rookie that is starting in this one, but I think there's a couple of places though that they defensively, they've lost some people along the way, and I'm interested to see how their cornerbacks play. I'm interested to see how their safeties play in this thing. How quickly they might have to pivot very, very quickly in this football game, because if they have some guys at corner that aren't handling it, and you know, and is Ringo going to be good enough as, you know, coming off the bench? We talked about Jackson. He's a little bit of a smaller type of a guy. Ringo, a much bigger guy, much slower guy. As far as, you know, the quickness, I mean, because of how big he is and how it takes him to have to turn.
The double moves were a problem for him in Georgia.
I tell you what, I hope that Brian Schottenheimer and staff, and I hope people up in the box are pointing out where, my man Vach Lombardi always says this, find the scrub. Find the scrub and then go after that guy. And I totally buy into that. You know, they're going to try and hunt your bad players. Tom Brady made a career out of hunting your bad players. You know, there's nothing wrong with you paying everybody back and doing it the same to these teams. If somebody's got out there that needs to be exposed, go get them and take advantage of those things.
Jim Nantz had a great season preview for CBS. You guys see that today?
Incredible. Yeah,
that was chills.
Goosebumps, yeah.
All the right notes. He had a great line in it saying, the thing about fate, it's always up for grabs. And, you know, it's some of the numbers as we get into week one. Every year for like the last 25 years, four non-playoff teams made the playoffs. So it's just a good reminder that, you know, whatever you believe about your team or the league is definitely subject to change in a big way here as we get this 2025 campaign off and running. You mentioned George Pickens, and that's another reason that this thing could be totally different. A better 1-2 combo that maybe any Cowboys quarterback has ever had, let alone Dak. But what do you want to see from him tonight? What are we hoping to get from George Pickens? Is it the deep ball, or is it more the crossers and the yak?
I think it's just his ability to go and make plays. And I say that it's almost simplistic to say go make plays, but make a variety of plays. When this team needs a one-handed catch, go make that one-handed catch. When this team needs a crossing route on third down, take it and get an extra 12, 13 yards after catch. You know, find ways to, like, be this weapon that Philadelphia now is in trouble because they don't have an answer. You know, don't just the deep ball and all that would be great. Start the game, deep ball, deep shot, all of a sudden, woo, here we go. But I think from him, just go be that guy that you're capable of being that we saw in college, that the run after catch, the deep ball, the just spectacular plays. This offense could use somebody in this game that's making those types of plays that just kind of lifts everybody in this game, you know, and to start to believe, all right, hey, we're moving the ball. We're okay. Okay, third down, we can throw it to Pickens and we'll be all right. You know, that's the kind of thing I need from him tonight. Let him be that difference maker that we've seen from him before.
214 says, I want no drops. Honestly, definitely somebody who's paying attention. Mm. At the conclusion of last year, there were several drops and, you know, lack of focus type stuff for the Steelers. I just hope that if the Cowboys are losing bad tonight, that he can beat up a Steeler or an Eagle.
Oh, we just start getting in fights.
Yeah.
Throw hands on DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell.
Keep it interesting late.
Yeah.
You know, if one of those guys wants to bark, you know, they're up three touchdowns or
he'll
something.
Bite you.
And he's only got one catch for 14 yards. You know, maybe we could see something like that. I'm hoping to get the absolute best out of this George Pickens experience. Keep things interesting. Dak Prescott 9-4 all time against the Bird Turds. Does that matter in this game?
I mean, I think Dak always plays well against them. So, like, that's why to me, and we talked about this, like, I don't see them getting blown out. I think Dak will keep them in this football game. And they've had some good defenses, and Dak's been able to play well. So, like, ultimately, doesn't matter, no. These are new teams. It's a new year. But I do think there's something about the Eagles that he's not intimidated by whatsoever.
Yeah, but, I mean, very few times that you get to see him actually versus Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, there's usually some type of issue going on with those two guys being able to actually play against each other. And then this will be the first time he plays up against Dick Fangio versus the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, the element of that, we know Fangio has generally sort of had his number to some extent over the years. Now this is the first time with Filthy. And then you battle the elements. And again, he's going up against Jalen Hurts when usually that's not the case. So you just have the full resources for the Eagles in a way that you don't usually do when you see a middle of the year.
Yeah, this team is probably going to be pretty basic in the way that they rush him. They're going to rush four, and they're going to try and drop the coverage on him and you know, make sure you got your reads right. Don't try and do too much in this game. Just find a way, you know, that just whatever the play call is, find a way to kind of keep the ball moving. Kind of find a way to not have any negative plays in this game. You know, and trust your reads. If you're making that read and you think that linebacker, you know, just make sure that you have all that confidence that you're going to throw the ball in that spot. Because where he gets in trouble is where, again, trying to do too much, and then he gets fooled pre-snap. Hopefully he won't get fooled pre-snap by this group.
All righty. Maybe the Cowboys bombshell of the day was the Adam Schefter report. He was the first that the Eagles called the Cowboys to see if they could acquire Parsons, bring him back to the state of Pennsylvania. Cowboys had no interest in trading him inside the division. Would you guys have done that? Would you have considered Philadelphia? They'd called.
The only way I would have considered it is if it was an extreme overpay and like Jalen Carter being a part of that. And I can't imagine that the Eagles were actually trying to get Parsons for Jalen Carter. But if you told me it was Jalen Carter and two ones and then maybe a sweetener mid-round pick, I'd have been down.
I'd have done it for Carter and the one.
Just one in
yep.
Carter?
Wow. Carter and the one. I'd have done it for Carter and the one.
Yeah, you got, I mean, Jalen Carter is also a defensive player of the year type of player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I because it's in the division, I probably would have tried to hold them up for two ones and Carter, but I don't think it would have taken a lot for me to say, okay, I'm getting Jalen Carter out of this. Yeah. A one might be enough. Like, I think that highly of the player.
Yeah, you know, I think it, for me, a lot of this consideration comes down to you evaluated that Parsons wasn't going to be worth it at $45 or $47 right. million. Dollars. If you think that's an overpay and like massive contracts to a quarterback could be a problem towards building a championship roster, now you add an edge at more money than Mahomes. You know, if you're thinking along those lines, that I would think you should double down on that belief and say, we're actually dealing the Eagles a disadvantage and taking two number ones away from them and clearing up, you know, a ton of money. I guess in your guys' situation, you would have to consider that you're about to pay a Carter at $35 million,
yeah.
You know, something similar. So maybe the money win wouldn't be there. But I think if you had evaluated it as paying Micah Parsons isn't making us closer to a Super Bowl, then you know, I think I'd deal him to Philadelphia if they had the best offer, and it wouldn't take by much in order to, you know, want to do that. But man, that would have been a nightmare. I mean, if the Eagles could have got Micah Parsons without having to give up Carter, I think you just
assume there's no way I'm doing it without Carter.
Absolutely,
no,
that's exactly right. You're not doing it. I mean, I might, but you've got both your cornerbacks signed. I might have thought about doing it for. I would think about it for one of Mitchell, a first round pick, and now throw me another pick. To me, the defensive tackle is really the key thing here, because that's a guy that guy's changes your defense completely.
Is the NFL starting to become like the NBA though? Where, I mean, the Nuggets were talking about, hey, if things go wrong, we'd have to consider trading Jokic. That like these contracts have gotten so big that if you're going for it, yes, add the contract, add the player, try to push yourself over the top, win the Super Bowl. But if you're not in a Super Bowl mode, you know, I don't know that going into, you know, for the NFL, it would be over the cap. For the NBA, it's into luxury tax threshold. But I don't know that going over the cap to hang on to great players. And you know, the thing is that's different now over the last 7 or 8 years, the percentage of the cap the top players are getting has mm-hmm. exploded. Mm-hmm. You know, quarterbacks used to be under 15%. Now they're under 22%.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there is more advantage than ever of riding that salary cap yo-yo. We're in it. We're going for it. Let's max it out. And if you're not, let's take a step back and acquire draft picks and save our money, keep our powder dry. There to take a turn from old Donnie Nelson. We got the G-Bag of the Day champ coming up on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220 here on a game day. Where are you taking us, buddy?
All right, it is opening day. What's your Cowboys hope meter? 877-881-1053. We've got the top 10 NFL fan bases in terms of hope for this upcoming season. That is next in the nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go, buddy. It's game day, and pregame's coming up at 4 o'clock. This segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
I believe this is day number three for this champion audio right here. G, back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. We play the champ right about here. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's day number three.
Mm-hmm.
Trap House Sports, a.k.a. the disgruntled Cowboys fan, reacts to Jerry Jones trade Micah Parsons away. Micah Parsons.
Trapaholics makes this
man, Dallas Cowboys, they ain't hitting on they, man. Jerry Jones, man, he about old as a bitch. Been a fan for 20 years, now I'm about to make a switch. Man, how the we lose Micah, bro, that don't make no sense. Say, why the I'll trade that man to the Packers, what's the reason? To the same team that knocked us out the playoffs every season. To the same team that used to give us hell with our range. Now they got DDG at QB and he's still giving us problems. So I'm like, it's time to solve him. Hand me the switch, I'm headed to Dallas. My CTE just awakened, it's time to show Jerry Jones my man. Say, why the f*** did we trade Mike for a trade that wouldn't even happen on Madden? So they like, Trap House, you gotta chill, you getting strange, it's getting outlandish. So they like, Trap House, you gotta chill, the CIA gonna put you on the list. I'm like, too late, won't stop till I show Jerry Jones my fit.
All right, let's change that narrative tonight. What do you say? Get a Trap House hype song after beating the Eagles tonight. That could put his...
That shit would be nice, but I'm afraid that Brett Maher,
other boy,
might be the MVP again.
Oh, no.
He might be the highest scoring Cowboy.
Oh, no.
Ain't that what happens to us all the time?
Oh, the kicker?
Kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got the best one in the league now.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like that's all we can kind of do.
Yeah.
Well, that would not be a surprise. You know, red zone troubles.
I brought the vibe down. My bad, bro.
No, you're good. You're good. That's real. I'm sure there's a lot of Tolos out there that appreciate it.
Nah, I'll probably get hated on now.
That feel like, well, you won't get that for sure.
It's opening day, Lucius. Come on.
Yeah. Add a fourth hater to the red zone.
Number four, dog. Coming up in the game.
I mean, Wolchuk or I guess Hagee asked in crosstalk, what's your Cowboys excitement level for tonight? I said 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to believe right now. I think Cowboys fans have been beaten down since the Packers, but here's Wolchuk with his top 10. Take it away.
Hey, it's still opening day. It's a special day. And if you just love football, it's a glorious time to be a fan. Yeah, you never know what can happen. All possibilities are out there. Could they get their ass kicked? Absolutely.
What's the kicker's name?
Brandon Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Aubrey.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Other boy. Aubrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayor Witch.
Yeah, y'all got to hold your boy up. I don't know which one of them kickers' names is cool.
I thought for a second Mara might be the Eagles kicker.
Oh.
I thought you were kind of doing a here? Bit.
Yeah. Yeah. No?
The other boy.
My whole life is a bit, Broadus. Mara. The whole damn life is a bit.
It's a good bit. It's funny.
It's a funny bit.
Oh, man. Dax record 11-5.
For other people. Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you. Yeah. Dak's record on Thursdays 11-5 in his last 6 Thursday night games, which you saw this stat during the break, Brian.
He 6-0.
6-0.
Yeah.
14 touchdowns to 5 picks. He's averaging 272 yards per
How
game.
Much?
272. Mm-hmm. And I've taken the more on his passing yards on prize pick. So I'm hoping that stands, even though I'm a little bit nervous with the potential rain of the wet balls out there.
Well, Christie says it's like warm and sunny right now.
Yeah. I saw Derek Eagleton Things also change. Was like, hey, the weather is great right now.
Yeah.
But tonight it's supposed to be heavy
All right,
rain.
Let's hope.
So maybe, you know what? We can get ball sacked by these weather reports. It's happened time and time again. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't rain at all. That's what I'm hoping for.
Not unless
for.
You're listening to our weather guy here.
No.
Station it.
I think it's
Let
all,
you know
it's
at
all
5
the same.
In the morning everything's good.
They're all using the same whatever it is to predict the weather.
Models?
Yeah, the models.
I think we want a downpour, don't we? Lots of wind. Let's get random stuff in here. Variance, chaos.
And you know what? That's why we brought Clayton Adams in here. Totally retool this run game. They're going to attack
the tight end. Our MVP won't be able to shine, bro. Too much wind and too much rain.
Well, he's going to kick our way to victory when he has all 21 points.
That Maher all the way.
Kick right through it.
He's going to do it. He's going to make this happen.
I can't believe they found a kicker stronger than Maher who's also accurate.
It is amazing. Because that leg, man, he can probably kick it from 70.
Easily.
It's a powerful leg. Cowboys won their last two openers, beating the Giants 40-0. They beat the Browns last year 33-17. Before that, they were on a three-game losing streak, one of which was in 2021 at the Bucks, 31-29, which is kind of how...
Dak was actually pretty good that day.
Yeah, he was, and I'm envisioning that's how tonight's going to go. And it's tough because there's so much, like, it's projection. We haven't gotten to see any of this offense in a meaningful football game outside of what we saw in practice, right? So... You have?
Yeah, training camp practices.
Yeah, outside of training camp practices.
That's what I'm saying.
Like against another football team.
Yeah. I hate to bring the room down a little bit more.
I'm gonna hold to
Tyler Guyton's your left tackle. And until further notice, that's too limited a time and space for Dak to feel great about. I'm hopeful, Wolchuk.
Okay.
I can meet you halfway and Guyton's say, I'm this. Hoping. You know, that's all I can do right now.
But it could be a rough one tonight. And I hope that he just gets better throughout the season. Both tackles I got questions about. I don't know how eight games were rough last year.
We had eight games last year of seeing Dak without Tyron Smith.
Not tonight. Good thing is Guyton's going to be awesome this evening. And as long as they can just keep Jalen Carter from wrecking this football game, they might have a chance. But the hopometer is out, courtesy of The Athletic. 877-881-1053. And if you were one of the ones that voted on this hopometer, means your Cowboys' hopium's pretty damn low right now.
My hope is that if Dak struggles, it'll be his last season.
That's your hope with these draft picks?
It's my hope.
Well, it's game one. All right, let's have a little bit of optimism. He's not going to struggle. He's going to go out there. He's going to be really good tonight.
Well, I said if.
If.
Yeah,
I think if he struggles. I think they win.
I hope the team can move on.
I know you do, and I appreciate that.
Positive Broadus,
I think they win.
Yeah, positive Brian.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to let these guys bother me.
No, that's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard from you.
That's why I'm picking them. I'm going to pick them every week.
I have a nominee for biggest sports lie coming up in football's finest sports lie.
So you're
going to
tune in like after the game if they get beat by some kind of some like crazy play at
the
end?
I'm expecting a text from Wolchuk in the first quarter saying, there goes the first pen throw.
Yeah.
They're already drawing Broadus offsides.
I love it.
Back-to-back Guyton holding penalties or something.
Yeah, I'm going to be upset
let it happen.
If it doesn't draw you offsides. I like watching the games with you because you and I are both as angry together. I can't find many people that way.
I think the biggest surprise of doing this for the last few years is that all these screens are still intact.
I threw my notebook that one time.
The Packers game with the Tolbert.
That was bad. Right. Bounced right off it. Yeah.
I'm waiting for a crash out to where somebody like Wolchuk goes with the classic patented Wooly Bully headbutt to the TV screen.
Oh, dude.
I thought about it after the pick six in that Jacksonville game a couple years ago.
Was that off Noah Brown?
I didn't know what to do. I'm like, how do I sit here and turn the mic on and talk? Like, I'm in disbelief right now. This is ridiculous.
That was rough.
This is awful.
If they go 3-and-out with two bad runs and a throw short of the sticks on a curl route.
Yeah.
I might break my TV tonight.
I don't want to see any curl routes.
Take video
tonight.
Of it. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try not to make it look like a bit, but the TV is on the fritz anyway. It's already giving me problems.
So it's ready.
Eric,
so
this is a home run. Yeah, I'll take that hand-me-down.
Hey,
works it's on the fritz time for free.
I got it. I'll just go ahead and tap the top of it for a little bit if I need to.
It's already better than what I got.
Man, here are your top 10 teams in terms of hopometer.
Smile on my face.
Top 10 hope.
Yeah, that was great.
Top 10 hope.
I'm going to buy you a TV.
Houston Texans, number 10.
17 jobs.
They got 90% optimism amongst their fans.
Who?
The Houston Texans. Oh. Optimist, why? Possibly the best defense in the NFL.
And they're in the AFC South.
And the offensive line can't get any worse, right? That's what their fans said.
That's
well, they
true,
did trade
bro.
Tunsil, didn't they?
Yeah, yep. So maybe it can.
Uh-huh. Shuffle the decks. Bobby Slowick's out. They got a new coordinator. And
we're alive.
And then back again, the defense.
They can't give up their hope yet. It's like Rangers fans right now. You're clinging to it.
You still got a young quarterback on a rookie deal. You're feeling good.
I mean, 2023 was great, guys. We're fine.
We got Nico Collins. Hopefully he can stay healthy for a season. He's going to be maybe the best wide receiver in fantasy football this year.
Yeah. We actually have Matthew Berry on with us during the pregame show today.
Matthew
Berry. I think his bold take is that Nico Collins, wide receiver one for fantasy.
He's also a noted big-time Commander fan. Asked him about Jaden Daniels this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big Washington fan. The Commanders, by the way, coming in at number 9.
Did you guys read the comment we had Stink on the other day?
Yes.
Like the fans They're not happy with Mark Schlereth.
Well, there's not much to push back on. I thought Stink was preaching a lot of truth. If I didn't agree with him,
They were calling
him Willy Bully for nothing.
They were calling us out for
punch back.
Not like getting in his face about some of his takes.
His takes were right.
So. I just like to wind up Mark and let him go.
You know, he can go.
Well, we did a podcast with him that on his show
last by Thursday or something.
Like I thought, how about this? I thought we had to go. Like he had to leave early, and I tried to say, "Hey, Stink, no, you got some other media obligations. Thanks for hanging out with us." We talked another like 7 minutes.
Yeah, know? Brian tried to give him the goodbye.
I tried it to give him the goodbye. And the guy, he told us he had to go do other stuff.
He had a Yahoo show.
Yeah, he had a Yahoo show, and I tried to get him out on time. He's like, why'd you do that? You know, I'm like, because you told us you had to go somewhere. You know,
we had another question we had prepared for, guys. We got to make sure we get this into the podcast.
We were like the live audience is what we are for that show.
Yeah.
We were live audience. He came on
just doing Q&A with you guys.
He came on to tell us how much he hated Jerry Jones. That's what he did. We were like, yes, Stink. Yeah, we were like live audience show.
I wonder if his Broncos are here in the top 10 of the NFL hopo meters. Number 8.
Oh.
Still the Kansas City Chiefs. There's not a real reason not to have hope.
Of course.
In Kansas City, you just every year you end up in an AFC Championship game.
Yeah, expectations are so high, you know, so I get why they're like, I don't know, are we going to make a Super Bowl again? But that's really the only question.
7 is the Rams. My pick to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
It's a good pick.
Rams at 7.
It's all about Stafford's back.
It is. And supposedly he's okay. He said, I'm feeling fine.
He's got like Micah back.
I don't expect, yeah, does that mean it's not real?
I don't know.
I'm calling BS on that, Michael.
Michael looks Stafford's good. Michael looks good back in the drills. He looks big and
that
green.
That does not look like a guy that needs an epidural.
He looks like he's like got bigger, like in Green Bay.
He's
like,
fat and happy. Yeah. Got paid.
Bills at 6.
I'm taking the Packers, by optimism. The way. I'm taking the Packers in the NFC. I think it's obvious.
Gosh, I hope not. NFC, I just don't want to.
In the Central or just overall?
They could very well do it. I picked them last year, and they're probably better now.
Oh, is it not called the Central?
It's the North.
It was the Central. That was back when the Bucks were in the same division with them.
When Maher played.
That's weed.
When Maher played, baby. That's
weed. Yeah, exactly.
Lions coming in at 5.
Still black and blue division.
Of optimism at 95.4%. I thought they'd be a little bit lower, but the Lions fans, I mean, they're just in such a golden age right now of Lions football. Why not be happy?
What, they lost their center and their coordinators? They should be fine.
They're like, whatever, healthy. We're good. 4 is the Ravens at 96.2% optimism.
Yeah. And
you got Tampa Bay at 3. The Bucs feel like they're ready to rock.
Sneaky, sexy bunch right there.
I see this team as sneaky. NFC champions is the optimism from the fan base. Maybe. Emeka Egbuka is going to be a star.
It's a revolution.
The Eagles at 2. Second most optimism, and their optimist just says two words.
They talked to Elliot Shore Parks.
Beat Dallas. That's all they care about.
Elliot, they interviewed him.
Did you see how they looked in those scrimmages?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts threw no interceptions. A.J. Brown never dropped the ball. Jalen Hunt had about 20 sacks.
If I had to be honest, though.
God, he was awesome.
If I had to be honest, though, there was, you know, he... whatever, bro.
But number one, most optimistic fan base in
Buffalo?
All of the National Football League.
Kansas City.
Denver. Cowboys.
Denver.
Oh.
Wow. Knicks is the fix.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. See, that's the delusional. That's delusional optimism right there.
Also, it's Peyton's place.
It's no longer Peyton's place.
No, it's Sean Payton's.
Oh, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
Sorry. I mean, that's...
Shut up!
I know you just want to crap on everything, but it's Shawnee Payton.
We know you hate the guy. You got in a fight with me about him one time.
Hey.
Okay, let go.
No,
it wasn't...
Remember that? We got in a fight?
He's a bleephole. Nathaniel Hackett's the best.
Oh, that's
not even what
right.
I said.
Yes, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Here he goes. Wolchuk's top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on The Fan. Chief, where are we going next?
Yellow football's finest.
Sean Payton talk for the next.
Can we talk about why the Broncos are going to win the AFC West next?
Yeah, that's we'll do true or fart with that. That's going to be a fart. No, we got a sports liar.
It's a true.
Got actually good news on the Red Zone experience this year, ladies and gentlemen. That's next year in the nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you, Lucius. Anonymous GMs on the trade. Did the Cowboys get it right or wrong? You'll get their thoughts here coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Congratulations to Ryan Flannoy and Buddy Johnson getting called up from the old practice squad for tonight's game versus the Eagles, according to Todd Atcha. So that's exciting.
Heck yeah, it is.
Flannoy's a guy that,
like, $50,000?
All three phases. Yeah, they get a little bag, get a little opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything they ever wanted. Amari Cooper is going ahead and going to hang him up.
Don't like football.
Yeah.
Don't like football. I think he just simply liked it. He never loved it.
Never. I probably didn't love football.
He's not at a place now where he wants to maybe be like a hit or miss game day roster guy. Doesn't want to do it for that little money. He's made his bag. Yeah. He went to Vegas, saw how things were done, said thanks but no thanks. He said he still had some juice when they signed him just you know, a week or two ago or whatever, but turned around and he's Dunsky.
Yeah, that, you know, I think the timing of it is interesting. It's probably that he found out he was not going to be a big part of the game plan. I know they have Jacoby Myers there at a good tight end, but there's not a lot of proven weapons there. So for him to not be able to break into that, I would think would be a pretty clear sign. I think his body just kind of wore down on him. You know, to watch Amari Cooper walk after just 10 years in the NFL, he looks like he's 10 years older than he is. Mm. He can still explode. But he walks like a 50-year-old former NBA player.
Yeah, I think in the offseason there were some people out of Cleveland that wondered, like, physically his body's just done. And I think that's a big reason why he probably didn't have a robust market to even sign him. So it might just be, you know, father time. He gets all of us. And for Amari, who's battled injuries throughout his career, he's had a hell of a career, over 10,000 receiving yards, his best years in Dallas. So it's you want to be able to go out on your own terms, not necessarily let me go out and be a shell of myself for the Raiders one last year just to play.
So we were all concerned about the red zone commercial stuff.
Yeah.
7 hours of commercial-free football.
Nothing sacred
red zone, what's that?
Is no more.
Shut up.
The red zone channel.
Oh.
That real football lovers consume on a Sunday-to-Sunday
basis.
Me
and Amari Cooper kind of share the same ideas.
Just a seven-hour date with Scott Hansen.
Yeah,
there's really nothing better or sexier
really
than
that. Important.
Let me fire up Caleb Downs tape.
But now it'll be 7 hours of...
That's where I'm going to pivot. Watch.
Pivot.
7 hours of red zone football is what he is now having to pivot to. He can't say commercial free. We're all kind of shaking in our boots. What does this mean? What does this mean?
Let me ask you this. How expensive do you think those spots are for red zone commercials?
Well,
like Super Bowl-like? Because everybody watches this.
Everybody watches it.
Everybody watches
everybody
this. This has to be a pretty penny.
Everybody's noticing.
Well, here's some more info on, according to Front Office Sports, there will be four. So this is it.
Okay? Four an hour?
No, four 15-second ads in the midst of the 7 hours of Red Zone.
Just okay? Four.
Oh, that's fine.
So it's not like it's going to be a full-on
split screen in this?
Throwing it to commercial break. It's just going to be...
I hope, you know what I hope it is? I hope it's like that right around the time, like when the Commanders were throwing that deep ball down the field against the Bears.
The Hail Mary.
The Hail Mary. I hope they go to a commercial.
I saw somebody joke about it. It's the Barkley leap over a defender, and then boom, we're cutting into here's Geico.
Yeah, hopefully they're not doing it to where they have a set time that they have to fire it off, and no matter what's happening, they're going to shrink the screen on you. Hopefully they can time it out a little bit better and be a little bit more judicious about when they fire it off. But yes, it's just going to be 15 seconds, and it's not a full ad break where the entire football action disappears from your screen and they go to commercial.
So it's like NASCAR.
It's just going to be like a double box format.
Okay.
So
yeah, I can live with it.
For now.
That's fair.
Next season, like, well, here we go. Another 2 minute break. It's okay.
We're gonna do
season after that. Oh, okay. Yeah. 4 minute break. We're all right.
It is slowly going to get away from us.
They take a foot.
Yeah.
I mean, the late game, it gets light. They have two or three games going. There's plenty of dead time to stop and break. So yes, I agree with Lucius. I don't know to what extent the big vision is, but this is a rollout and I don't mind it. You know, whatever you got to do, just keep me on that that red zone crack, man.
I learned though about this that it's not the network's call, it's the NFL's call.
The league's, yeah.
The league calls this. Yeah, for the commercials.
What do you think?
Maximizing revenue.
What do you guys think about the
are you guys getting red zone, by the way? Everybody having red zone?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm trying to get it, bro. I got Fire Stick.
I'll let you borrow mine.
No, I think like I want my own.
Yeah, you need to.
Well, I don't use mine.
You need to get on.
I'll send it over to you.
We need to package our guy here.
I need to do something, bro.
Yeah,
I want one on the Fire Stick, but I don't know how to get it.
You got the Fire Stick.
We know how to get it.
You have extreme capabilities.
Oh,
with that Fire Stick,
you're gonna get it on that Fire Stick.
You have teammates.
Oh, I'll catch you what you're putting down. Now.
Every channel you've ever.
I want to buy it.
You're acting like me there for a moment.
I'm my own man.
Come on, pay attention.
My name on it.
I did see over the weekend the Stream East guys got taken down. They're one of the top pirating platforms. They got arrested.
Well, and if I think a lot of people lost their service, the NFL Plus, so you can get the All-22, Red Zone should be included with that.
I have that too. Yeah, Lucius, you can borrow
NFL
that.
NFL Plus. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Sports lie of the week. Other than Broadus alleging that he's not going to get emotional about this Cowboys game/season.
No, the season.
We know that's an ultimate.
I'm not going to let these guys bother me. I'm not.
Yeah. We're bothered, bro. Yeah,
we'll believe it when we see it, and even then, we'll probably question it. But Nick Sirianni,
check out our podcast.
Nick Sirianni saying that he didn't know that tonight is banner night.
He's such a liar.
He's playing it off like, I had no idea. We're on to this season. We're not looking back. We're looking forward. Now, I do believe him when he says that him and the players are not going to be out there for it, because if you say that, you have to kind of walk the walk on that. But in terms of him saying that he didn't know tonight was banner night at Lincoln Financial Field, give me a freaking break, bro.
It's obnoxious. It's a look at me type of deal. And I think as a player, I'm not buying into this, man. We worked hard for this. It's the Cowboys. Let's go watch this damn celebration. Soak it all in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We lost five really good players, guys. You know, let's not pretend like we've totally reloaded and we're here to pave the street with NFL teams again. It's not going to happen. You better enjoy this. But I think the bigger thing is Sirianni just taking the moment to be like, look what I'm doing. Look at the big brain on me.
I'm so locked in on this Cowboys game and this football season. I didn't even know it was banner night. Yeah, that's a joke. Lie of the week, maybe lie of the year.
I think so. I can't wait till they fire him too. They'll have two Super Bowl coaches. Howie Roseman, he knows what's making this thing happen.
He's going to get Doug Peterson. The Sirianni crying tonight during the anthem.
Ooh,
I would say
I think our coach cries
Shoddy
before
for
him.
Sure, yeah.
Shoddy cries before Sirianni.
Cry off.
I think Shoddy might have a full on boohoo. I don't even know that it's just going to be like a No Sean Moreno tear.
Yeah. Is that like with Gatorade towel over shoulder and then wiping tears?
Yeah,
get
a little wipey. But
that coach comes over and just wipes his eyes down a little bit.
Oh, you got a tear wiper coach on the staff.
Just clean him up.
Did you guys see the Tush Push is now an officially sponsored play?
Of course it is. Who's
Charmin?
What is this?
It's a good guess.
Hanes? Undies?
Men's, the Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes is a good one.
I don't know how this happens. I mean, they do have like a Tush Push Dude Wipe commercial, but I don't know if there's any type of in-game thing that they do. If there's going to be like a Dude Wipe waiting for them.
The Kelseys are doing
in
it.
In the end zone to, like, after a Tush Push TD.
Is it in the cadence?
And they,
Dude Wipes!
Here we go!
I like that idea, Lucius. I'm trying to figure out how they incorporate Dude Wipes into the actual gameplay, but it is, from what I understand, the first of its kind. An actually sponsored play
and Dude Wipes is taking over that. So I'm done with Dude Wipes. Actually never used them, but now I will reinforce the fact that I will never use them again.
Flush,
they can go bleep themselves. Yeah. The most popular player prop for tonight at BetMGM is, of course, all Saquon Barkley. Over 95.5 rushing yards.
Oof.
Anytime touchdown. And the first touchdown. That's the most interesting one because that's at plus 375. You can really make some dough on that.
Might be a tush-push one for the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the tush-push factor, like they're going to be trying to go for it and go for it and go for it.
Get out of here.
We need to push back. That's what we need to do. Now, fans at tonight's game, remember a couple weeks ago we had the biggest L was going to be Eagles fans tonight? Especially if they lose. Their train situation. Their train service was all like budget crisis and they limited it. Now people are going to be waiting around for forever to try and get out of there tonight. Apparently, FanDuel, the sports book, has stepped up and put some money down to alleviate the budget crisis issue.
Okay.
And now the SEPTA train service, it's going to be flowing like usual. So any Cowboys fans that are out there, whatever. I was kind of excited about this, just... You know, the off chance Cowboys win the game, then you get a bunch of Eagles fans
furious,
that are ticked off, and they're having to be patient, and then they just start fighting each other. They just cannibalize themselves as a fan base. I think that would have been such a huge victory for America, but that's not going to happen tonight. Now, the other thing to consider, I just saw this, Seahawks, they're trying to crack down a little bit when it comes to fan, just rabid fan nature. Mm. And so, and I don't know why
they're not proud of the 12th man anymore.
I just don't think they should have announced this.
Yeah,
no, they
like element of surprise should have been there with this. Seahawks have announced undercover law enforcement officers will be wearing opposing team jerseys at home games this season.
Oh,
to detect guests who are violating the team's fan code of conduct at Lumen Field.
I think they're tricking them.
I think this is a ball sack?
Just mind games?
I think they're playing mind games with the fans. Like if you hit like a guy in a 49er shirt. It might be
an agent.
Yeah, but it's really not.
Like the airplanes.
Yeah,
they have those. Hey, we have an agent. There's always an agent on board. Yeah, no, it's not. I've seen the videos, bro. People are crashing out every day on these planes.
Yeah, it's a $700 ticket.
I think
you're giving that away to a marshal.
I
think they're ball sacking their fans. I think they're saying if you hit a 49er fan, it might be a cop.
Just to get them to think twice about it. It's actually pretty smart.
It's funny you say this, though, because I don't think of Seahawks fan as the most punching, like ridiculous fan out there. They need to do this in San Francisco. They need to do this with the Niners fans.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should do it with Eagles fans, Raiders fans, whatever.
Being in that NFC West might have wore off on them.
Aren't the Dodger fans kind of bully people?
Oh, yeah.
The
Dodgers, Giants.
Giants fans.
Yeah, the baseball crowd seems more violent than the football crowd.
Yeah, I would think of Seattle, their fan base is more known for like salmon and white Zinfandel at their tailgates than violence. We got one down, one to go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Anonymous GMs weighing in on the trade. Do they believe the Cowboys actually got this right? Then we have the C-Note coming up next and Krusty's Corner around the corner. Pre-game's coming up at 4 here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.